Costco has opened its doors in New Zealand, promising to be a great disruptor. Some shoppers camped outside the West Auckland store overnight, and police even put out a warning about traffic around it this afternoon. Reporter Louise Tanuth and camera operator Nick Monroe went to check it out.
Open for business. Customers came from near and far today to finally roam Costco's big four walls.
So 5 o'clock I woke up, had my breakfast and got dressed and came over here. I'm so excited, it's finally here.
Yeah, I got up at 5.30 this morning from Silverdale to drive down here to make sure I was not lining up outside. So I was very lucky, I was probably one of the first 20.
Nearly 400 staff have been hired to work at this huge new store. Managing Director Patrick Noon says shoppers can expect a better price point as long as they're prepared to buy in bulk.
If we package something in a larger pack size, we can then save money on packaging. We only buy one item. Typically, we don't buy a whole selection of things. So then we can fill up one truck with that one item, and logistically and efficiently, we can ship that merchandise to the warehouse. So all that cost savings gets passed on in the price to the member.
But they won't be selling alcohol after failed negotiations with the local trust.
We just couldn't work out a good deal, a good way to put a liquor store inside a Costco. It doesn't seem to make sense. But we're still working with the trust, and who knows, in the future we may come to some arrangement.
The warehouse floor is 1.5 hectares. That's roughly the size of 1.5 rugby fields. And there's over $20 million worth of product in store here today. And despite over 800 car parking spaces being available, the traffic is still bumper to bumper as shoppers queue to get through the doors.
Come on over here, my little nippets, and I'll take real good care of you.
Almost everything is big. There's 7-foot teddy bears and 12-foot witches in time for Halloween. There's also a hearing aid centre, pharmacy and optometrist. To the meat and seafood section, where 8 rotisserie ovens are filled with chickens and freezers are stacked to the brim. Lily and Michael have been filling up their trolley.
Yeah, we have got some bargains here. We've got lots of different sorts of meat down here. Mince and lamb legs at the bottom. That looks good, doesn't it?
Shoppers were clogging the toilet paper aisle. Plenty of people keen to stock up in a big way. Others were there to splash their cash on something special.
Well, it's not as big as I would have liked, but it's big enough. It's just a half carat solitaire, which I've kind of waited 45 years for.
Yeah. The Tide Pods, Ziploc bags, kitchen tidies.
Linda has been there, done that with the Costco overseas, and was keen to check out Auckland's one.
Yeah, my husband used to call it the $600 club. He didn't feel he could get out of there for anything less. I probably think I'd be close to that, yes. There's a lot of staples here. I might need to go to the car, empty out and come back and do another run.
Yeah, how much longer do you reckon you've got?
I've got all day.
And she's not alone.
When I first walked in the door, I thought I had my thoughts on what I wanted, but then I looked at that, the Kenwood, I go, oh, I want one of those, and I want one of those, so oh my gosh, I've got to control myself.
Came out with the freezer, came in for a look. I've seen a lot of people with trolleys full of stuff that I'm sure they don't need.
And just as you're leaving, if you didn't already think there was everything here, a display of coffins. Yes, coffins.